Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. I'm chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. Now, Mike, I wanted to follow up on news that came out just a couple days ago, May 18th. The news release highlights some high-grade gold results from this Snake Lake structure. Now, to give a little bit of background on the Snake Lake structure, it is 1 kilometer east of the Eau Claire deposit, so in Quebec. And Mike, I wanted you to give us a little bit of background on this Snake Lake zone and also talk about what sort of past work was done here that led you to drill this area, please.
Thanks, Corey. Glad to be here. This is a new structure that we've identified parallel to Eau Claire. It could be a real step change for the project. It's a big horizon to drill, and we're actually developing the view that it could be up to the same size potential as Eau Claire. Every hole we drilled in Snake Lake so far has had native gold in it, right? Results back ranging from, 2.9 over 5, 20 over 0.5, 94 over 0.5 meters at depth. And right now it's running from surface down to about 840 meters vertical, and then about 550 meters wide from the intercepts at depth, right? We've also discovered an entirely new zone kind of sandwiched in between the Eau Claire structure and the Snake Lake structure, hosting those same quartz feldspar dikes and the quartz tourmaline veining that we see at Eau Claire. So it's basically that same geological setting, but in a different stratigraphy, right? Which adds like the density and robustness to the ounce potential of this area, right? More to learn, early days and very exciting. We intersected Snake Lake during our Eau Claire down plunge extension. We hit that, 1.5 meters of 6.5 grams at depth. And when we looked at it, we said, well, that's on the Snake Lake horizon. So it's again in behind Eau Claire in the footwall of Eau Claire. And so when we tracked that back up to surface, we went and arrived at the Snake Lake surface expression, which had been drilled back in 2016 and 2017. And to us at the time we did our due diligence, it was basically a small open pit. We'll look at that later. Let's just focus on Eau Claire. And then when we brought our notes out, we just said, hey, this thing could be this, it's on a different stratigraphy altogether. And so we backed up the drill and we put 3 holes underneath it. And then the C panel hole down 840 meters, down dip, and it hit with all four. So there's a significant structure in behind. Once we're done drilling out at the west, we're going to bring the drills back to Snake Lake, and we have to set up some systematic drilling here. So Eau Claire project proper really continues to impress us. And I think it's just the scale of the mineral endowment that's really starting to surprise us the most, right? Out of the gate, we talked about doubling what's there at Eau Claire, right? And, at first blush, it was, well, we'll just follow all the different geometries of the Eau Claire structure in that panel. And then we'll start to build ounces out and we'll do some step outs and everything else, right? But the fact that now we might have a multiple, right, it might be a whole other horizon in the back that goes the entire length of Eau Claire, and so that's obviously what we have to work on over the next 24 or 36 months of drilling and doing the more work on it. And this is the type of project that I was really looking for when I was back at Agnico Eagle, right? So significant growth, high grade gold, easy access gold at all project scales in the different geologies, right? And a suite of regional targets, just like Snake Lake, that are just opening up and revealing to us as we just continue to do our work, right? And we've only been at this for 7 months, as you know.
So, Mike, you made the comment there that you think Snake Lake could be or has the potential to be even bigger than the Eau Claire deposit. Still very early on to say that because these are just 4 holes that you got results from. But give us a little bit more color in terms of size, potential size here. What could come out of Snake Lake? Why you think it could be bigger than the Eau Claire deposit, considering the Eau Claire deposit's already over 1.3 million ounces and measured, indicated, and inferred at over 6 grams per ton gold?
That is a good question. I think it's just a matter of where we've spaced these initial holes. And again, it goes back to the hole time value drilling approach, right? So we don't have 25 years to figure out what Eau Claire is and what it can be and what's around it, right? We want to do that. We want to do the sooner we know how big this the project can be and what we have, the better, right? When we look at it, we have the grade. We see the same kind of grade variability statistically as in the resource. We see the it's a whole different geological setting, right? So this is the volcanics up against the sediments, right? So when you have gold at different project scales, that's getting the grade that we're getting, right? Getting the widths that we're getting. Both Eau Claire and Snake Lake outcropping at surface. We're saying down dip and down plunge, but you know we don't have enough data yet to 100% confirm which way things are going, and so that's why we're doing these big, 1 kilometer, 500 meters, 150 meter step outs to find out more information structurally of what's going on. Everything is well behaved and very shear hosted. What we're doing now is just trying to determine which way these things are plunging, which way these things are dipping. The drilling is going well. We're getting a lot of native gold hits when we're drilling it, as we've said in the press release. The nice thing about Snake Lake is the fact that even with this first super early first pass drilling, it's got room, right? So, a kilometer by 550 meters. And if you look at the Snake Lake, right? Some of the most interesting results are actually extending even further east than that, all the way out about another 800 meters past that, right? So we don't want to blow everyone's mind by saying, Snake Lake even continues for another kilometer the other direction, but it might. But there are historic holes there. We haven't put any holes there. So, we don't want to get people too excited about what that can be. But I think the size potential is 100% there, just from a plan view of what the footprint for Snake Lake already looks like.
Well, I can tell that you're obviously very excited and encouraged about the Snake Lake and these initial results. Give us just a quick little summary then in terms of these results that were high grade, you could argue narrow widths at 94 grams per ton gold over half a meter, or even the 7.5 grams per ton gold over 2 meters. How do these relate to some of the drilling that's happened at Eau Claire that has built up that Eau Claire deposit?
It's the same. It's all very statistically similar, right? And you get that. You can get the entire array of assays and widths at both projects, right? An interesting thing is that 70% of the assay is greater than 25 grams per ton don't have any visible gold kind of recorded in the logging, which is also very interesting, right? When you look at the past logging, when there was an occurrence of native gold, the assays came back with about a mean of about 19 grams per ton, right? And of course, there's a distribution around that 19 grams per ton, which obviously give you a probability that you could come back with lower grades, or that you could come back with higher grades, right? And of course, that depends on how where you're capping things with respect to your data as well. So, when you have a nuggety coarse gold situation, and there's nothing exotic about what I'm talking about. Like every high grade gold deposit, and teams working on it that are doing their statistics correctly, have this early challenge of being able to come out there and find out. Like, look, we need to represent this correctly. Right, we don't want to underrepresent, and we certainly don't want to overrepresent what's there. So there's a lot of approaches, fine-tuning assay methods, to get to that, so that we in our new drilling, particularly around Snake Lake so far, that we're doing the same statistical treatment, right? So that we can do and answer questions that you exactly what you just asked, right? Is this the same? How is it different? It's in a different geological setting. So it could be different, right? So as a family of data, as we start to build it out of what is Snake Lake and what it is, we do have to have that A-B comparison of statistical robustness and grade tenor, because they could be different.
So, Mike, there's another point within this news release. You guys outline this visible gold or native gold, as you have said. What's the significance here? I need to ask this because I think some investors hear that visible gold, and unfortunately, some companies that come out with news releases that really only show pictures and visible gold with no assay results, some investors have gotten burned on that. So please just give us a little bit more insight on what's significant about this visible gold.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's tough, right? So visible gold is a blessing and a curse. I think every geologist knows that. And every investor should also know that, right? But of all the challenges we could potentially encounter in advancing a project, we'll take it, right? I mean, it's a good problem to have. You just need to do it right. VG is important in a number of ways, right? I think from a technical and risk perspective, when it comes time to accurately determine grade, it's important. It gives confidence to the project team, obviously, and it communicates, how robust and it talks to the prospectivity of the project, right? So there's a lot of good things that are not markety things, right? There's nothing promotional about it, really, because you have to be serious about it. We should expect a lot of high-grade variability when we drill Eau Claire. For example, the second hole that we put out on Snake Lake had a lot of visible gold in it, but the assays came back, 1 gram and 4 grams, right? Not so hot, right? And again, I talked before about the statistics, right? I mean, the mean from Eau Claire, and we don't know if Snake Lake is like Eau Claire yet, right? We believe it, but we haven't confirmed it yet. So the mean of all of that, there's 900 drill holes, right? 270,000 meters of drilling through the 1.3 million ounces that you quoted at the top of the call, right? And there's a distribution around that, right? It's important to us, to keep drilling and fine tuning those assay methods that I talked about and build out that database. But I did mention that, that visible gold is a good problem, right? It's good because it, provides us instant feedback, right, to the geos when they're drilling, right? Validates all of the technical work behind building up a drill target, right? And you can imagine what it does for morale in the core shack. So I'm a big fan. Whenever we hear about it, it's like, great, this is a good thing. It also, for me, it provides a lot of momentum for growth, right? Because whenever we take a chance and we step out a little bit and we drill a hole and it comes back with native gold in it, then we immediately want to do another big 100 meter step out. Like, let's just always want to be pushing out and showing people that we can grow things, right? So that's a good thing. We expected to see a lot of it simply because there's a lot of it within the Eau Claire resource, right? So it's not really a surprise. And again, not an exotic thing, just a challenge that we have to make sure that we do correctly. We're encountering it in drilling outside of the Eau Claire proper in all directions, and now it's in Snake Lake. So it's like the other high grade projects in Quebec, it's prolific, and so you need to be cautious.
So Mike, give us a little insights then on where the drills are now. I'm assuming that eventually they'll be moving over more to Snake Lake to dive into some of these recent results and expand on them, but where are the drills currently?
So drill one is finishing up drilling at the eastern margin of the Eau Claire resource, right? So we said we would have one drill drilling around resource blocks, right? Because again, like we've talked about in previous calls, Corey, we've decided not to drill into resource. So this is not an infill program. It's a deposit drilling program. So we're deliberately trying to drill outside of resource blocks to demonstrate that it can grow, and also to kind of stitch together some of these outlier blocks that were in the last mine plan, because it just looks silly kind of hanging out there. So we want to kind of stitch all of that together. That drill is going to move in the short term while we kind of digest and plan for what's next at Snake Lake. It's going to move a little east and drill the connection zone between the deposit itself and our A panel, which sits about 300 meters down plunge. So we're going to put two or three holes about 150 meters stepped out from the deposit down plunge to kind of connect that and just try to fill in that story. That connection between the resource itself and then our big step out program that we've been doing for the last 7 months. The second rig right now is out at the 850 zone, targeting the fold hinge at an area that will host one of Eau Claire's western extensions, right? So the previous owners were really focused on shallow open pit material when we talk about Eau Claire West, right? Because there was the main 450 zone, but then there was this to the west, there was this small little pit, almost like Snake Lake. It was just a small little pit. Don't worry about it. We've drilled it off. There's nothing there. But they completely missed the Eau Claire horizon, which is not where they were drilling at 150 meters, right? Because it never actually got down to the proper horizon, which is 300 to 400 meters below them. So this is huge potential to add ounces, literally in our basement and within the original PEA footprint, right? So these are going to be high margin ounces if we can pull this off. The fold hinge is a multifaceted target, right? So you have that fold nose geometry, which creates space for, you know, fluids to pool. And then we have that favorable, magnesium iron rich volcanic contact where Eau Claire sits, right? Because the iron rich part of it is a chemical trap, right? And so the combination of these factors, the structure and the litho contact is really what we think is potentially going to lead to an enhanced mineralization event, right? And so we're drilling that right now, right? And so overnight tonight, I think, is when we actually hit the target area, right? So we're all going to be, we're anticipating good things, and so we'll know in the morning where we have with that. Everyone loves the hinge zone, right? All the good, high grade projects in Ontario and Quebec. Everyone has a hinge zone. There's always, typically always high grade. If there's anywhere Eau Claire where we're going to hit something that's very, very exciting, it should be here, because everything else we've hit so far, of course, are these large panels and sheets and veins, right? We haven't had an opportunity yet to drill something that turns around a corner. So we're very, very excited about that.
All right. A lot to take in there, but in essence, really, the company's still focused on growing the resource and making some more of these new type of discoveries. Mike, give us just a little summary here to wrap us up in terms of near-term news flow. What can investors expect?
I think drill results are going to be the big catalysts in the short term, certainly in the spring as we go into the summer, as we continue to, I think, execute and demonstrate to everybody that, the projects can grow, right? We have a batch of holes coming in from our deposit drilling. They're going to come out shortly. We're going to have some news out next week. It's going to be interesting. Snake Lake, we're waiting for that third hole to come in with the VG in it. So that we're excited about that and see where that comes in. And the hinge zone, as I said, we're approaching it now. We're excited about that. There's something called the LIM target. I know we had talked about this before, which is really the Eau Claire down dip and going west, right? So this was another thing. First two holes there came back pretty exciting looking geology there. So we're expecting good things as we pull Eau Claire to the west, right? Assuming continued success, I think we're likely to add a drill or two, right? So I think that in itself, I think people should see as catalytic, right? As we know what happens when we can double our ability to drill, double the speed and the news that follows, right? I think it's an exciting thing. Another near-term catalyst, I think, for us could be the commencement of drilling at Homestake. We're pretty excited with our plans for the project as we've outlined to people, and expect, a great deal of value of that project to be translated into our share price, because we're, obviously not getting a lot of love for that right now. I think because we haven't drilled it. We're going to show people all of the good things that can happen when you drill high-grade gold in BC, right? It's exciting. And, the Golden Triangle right now is getting obviously a lot of attention. Newmont closed its deal for GT Gold. And it's a bit of a, I think it's a bit of a rush back in, right? There's a lot of good companies there doing good work. And so I think this year is going to be a big year and a busy summer in BC, and we want to be a part of that. So overall, I think a big year planned for investors in 2021.
Sounds like it. Absolutely. And you are right about that rush back into BC. There's going to be a lot of work done. Let's hope that these assay labs can keep up a little bit better, or a lot better, than what they did last year. But either way, even I've been getting a lot more comments regarding some of the drilling that is going to be starting up. So, hey, Mike, thanks for this update. We're going to keep following along as more news comes out on Fury Gold Mines. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Mike to address those. Mike, thanks again for the update. We'll chat again soon.
Thank you, Corey.